Blog Talk Radio.
I'm feeling as if the first step in knowing your calling is to get to know God better by reading His word. As God communicating to you through His word, by His spirit, you will know what He wants you to do and where He wants you to go. He cannot interact with you, He cannot act with you, you cannot hear from Him without His word. Let's cook later, because I say time is not on our side so much. Because I listen to the wise men and the message the choir has been communicating. So what a wonderful message. Let's go to the book of Romans. Let's quickly look at the book of Romans. Are you there? Are you there? Let's look at the book of Romans 12. Romans 12 verse 2. I'll take a reading from verse 2. It says, I do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your world, of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. When you let God transform you by the power of His Spirit, Holy Spirit, He will literally begin to show you the way. He will literally begin to show you the what? The way. Then you can know where to go, where He wants you to go, how He wants you to do this, how He wants you to do that. Many of us, we don't allow God to transform us. Like I have said last week, that not only must you become pastor, not only must you become pastor through His word, but also by His spirit. His word refreshes our mind, and His spirit renews our strength. His word refreshes our what? And His spirit renews what? Our strength. Is waiting for you at the point of His spirit. You can go anywhere to learn His way. You can choose to go to school. You can go to anywhere. You can learn it. No problem. You can learn it. You can be very, very thorough. But when it comes to His spirit, He give it. You must be ready to be reformed. You must be abide by His principle that is there waiting. You can learn His way, you can know God's opinion. Knowing God's opinion or God's fact say God is this, God is that, God is Savior, God is this. You can preach the word from Genesis to Revelation. You have the knowledge, thorough knowledge of God. That does not make you his child. Can you see where our problem is now? That I'm standing here telling you God is this, Jesus is this, Jesus is that. It's not just enough for you to say this is man or God. Because anybody can stand here to say better than me, even preach it better than me, whereas it's not the one. Not only must you have God's word in order to be born again, you must have God's spirit. Why? Because God's word is the tool in the hands of the Holy Spirit. Tell your neighbor, God's word is two in the hands of God, in the hands of Holy Spirit. If it's not Holy Spirit that hold, that if God's word is not in the hands of Holy Spirit, whatever you are saying it to yourself. You are speaking of yourself. If God's word is not in the hands of Holy Spirit, whatever you say you are speaking of yourself, not of God. God's word is the tool in the hands of Holy Spirit to nurture us and to furnish us everything you need to succeed on earth. Are you with me? If God's word is not in the hands of the Holy Spirit, whatever you are saying, you are speaking of yourself. Be healed, you are wasting your time. Be delivered, you are wasting your time. Be safe, you are wasting your time. You say you are prophesying that it will rain tomorrow. You are lying. It will not rain. Read it. It is food for your soul. Read it. It is a guide. For your feet. Read it. It has a purifying power. Read it. It has a converting power. It is enduring. Read it. It rejoices the heart. Read it. To keep you from sin and error, read it. Read it. It is so profitable. Like I have said, is the tool in the hands of the Holy Ghost. If it's not in the hands of Holy Ghost, whatever you are saying, you're talking of yourself. That is why you see people in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Sometimes you see people praying, checking, praying, jumping. At the end of the day, it resort to headache. Nothing come out of it. Many are getting frustrated, fasting and praying, and begin to count the date and time they have been a Christian. they say their prayer, or many will read Bible and place it on their chairs when they want to sleep. That is when Satan will come to flog them. Even sometimes Satan will carry the Bible from their chairs and put it down and begin to flog them and say, this Bible, where do you get it? Because this Bible, there's Bible, there's Holy Bible. Anybody can buy Bible. Not everyone has access to Holy Bible. Bible is for sale, but Holy Bible is not. Bible, you can find Bible in the library, but Holy Bible is not the library. It's in your heart. This is why many authors of your Bible are not Christian, they are just a philosopher. When you meet many authors, there are many Bible, go to the bookshop, see many Bible, good one. Many of authors of this BB Bible you have today, they are not Christian, they are just a philosopher. They wrote this Bible for the sake of getting money out of it. They are not a Christian, they don't believe what they have. They are historical. So, when you are now carrying it, if it's not in the hands of Holy Spirit, you are carrying a book. When you talk it, if it's not in the mouth of Holy Ghost, you are talking to yourself. When you preach it, if that is not from the Holy Ghost, you are just telling them the history. History is all about the event. If it's not from the Holy Ghost. And sometimes when I see people preaching and teaching, praying and fasting, sometimes when I watch, I begin to cry. I say, what does he say? I don't understand what you are saying. Because God does not hear you. You only hear yourself, and people around you hear you. In every conversation, you may be on the phone. Hello, hello. If immediately he gets through and you are a Christian, say you are blessed. That is the feeling. You want to make a call, you say, hello, hello, are you on the phone? And you say, hello, hello, oh, hello, sir. You are blessed. You are blessed this morning. You are blessed this morning. Your things are possible. You say, well, thank you, sir. Yes. Where are you going this morning? Carry God along. Talk scripture. You may be on the phone or in a business transaction, talk scripture. Use the word of God to answer someone. Tell your neighbor, use the word of God to answer someone. The word of God become your database for your personal opinion. I don't want to forget myself. I want to leave you here. Because of time, we are still going to second service. But I want to tell you that the question you always ask, I think little few of it has been answered. That how do I know my calling from God? How do I know what my calling from God is? Tell your neighbor again. How do I know what my calling from God is? Again, how do I know what my calling from God is? Call of God. Whatever you do through Him, it may be, and you see people begin to manifest and they are through Him. Ooh, many of you will say, oh, what this man is saying, look at people are getting healed. If that, who, through God, you see people begin to be delivered. What? Every action through God is God respond. So the problem we have now today, we fail to differentiate between the secular job and the work God work. Like I have said, whatever you do through Him, what are you doing? Don't get frustrated. One can be frustrated when you know that you know the knowledge of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation and you're still battling with Satan. And you have this knowledge, you teach people, people receive, you counsel people with it. You preach the word, you teach the word, you counsel people with it, but you know within you that you are a food for Satan. Because everybody know, when you leave here today, you go maybe in the room, you see what you experience every day in the hands of Satan. I was sharing my an experience of apostle with my people, my evangelists 3 days ago. When one of them was saying me about, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient 3 times. They say, sir, what does this mean? He asked me this personal question. I said, okay, I will talk this when I meet you people generally. Look, when I know your weakness, I will be able to help you, and I will also will trust you. When I know your weakness, I will be able to help you and also trust you. We can get on with it. Continue on. And I know you laugh anyhow, and you are because you are because I am because you are, and I know you laugh. The reason why I am and you are is to help you and for you to help me. And I know you laugh anyhow. I know that is my own assignment to help you. That will not cause our conflict. We will never fight because you laugh anyhow. Because I know your weakness, I will be thinking how I can help you. Get rid of that. God often uses foolish things. That is the second question the brother was asking me. What are the foolishest things? I said that weakness. Okay, look at what happened to Paul Apostles. When your weakness is now the means of drawing you close to God, it's meant to draw you, pray the more, fast the more. It's no longer a weakness. It's a blessing. That is foolish thing the Bible is talking about. You talk anyhow, you just say, I don't want to talk anyhow again, you know, because of that. You now say, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, I don't want to talk anyhow, I don't want to talk anyhow. It's no longer a witness, it's an instrument to draw you close. You look anyhow, you just look anyhow, so I'm a Christian, why should I look anyhow like this? Why should I still look at that thing? And you now say, I was telling my people that, look, the problem we have today, you believe that there's hours to pray, time to fast, time to pray, time to say amen, time to close your eyes, that is why Satan gets you just like that, cheaply. Your altar is in your heart. When you say until you get to a place before you pray, before you get there, Satan will get you. You know you have a place to pray. No! When you move, you pray, here, your heart is your altar. Anytime there is an encounter, either by thought in your heart, you should immediately begin to blow him. While you are standing, walking, anywhere you are, begin to confess, begin to say, you have come again. I don't know, I'm a child of God. I will deal with you. I will finish you. Begin to talk again. Talk as if you are talking to a person. See Satan as a person. Not just where, talk. A witness is when you find yourself, a mystic, or whatever you call it, because we Christians, we don't call it sin, we call it a mystic, because it's not sin, because someone died in your place. And when that mistake comes to you, immediately say, if that is the means of drawing you closer to God, Satan is loose. Because the reason why Satan will want you to like him, talk his language, is to overthrow your position. He wants to overthrow your position you occupy before God. He wants to overthrow it. When he overthrows it, that is the reason why he wants you to talk his language, to think like him. And once that talk is the means of drawing you more to God, it's no longer Satan talk. It's strengthening your desire. But if that language is now draw you back, you say, I talk like this, look at what I have done, I'm a Christian, and it's now draw you back, then is a sin and a witness. But if is that language or that witness means of draw you close, means of praying the more, fast the more, is not a witness but a blessing. Get home, you read, take your reading from beginning to the end. Because of our time, let's quickly go to the proof text. That's verse 21 and verse 22. Job chapter 1. Are you there? Naked I came from my mother's womb. Hallelujah. Are you there? Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The law gave, and the law has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Are you there? Verse 22. In all this, Job did not sin, nor charge God with wrong. Also look at verse chapter 2. Let's quickly take all the reading so that we'll not go back again and again because of time. Chapter 2, the same Job. Chapter 2, verse 10. But he said to her, you speak as one of the women, as one of the foolish women speaks. I take again. But he said to her, you speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good for God? And shall we not accept adversity? In all this, Job did not sin with his lips. Hallelujah. Let me just take, because a message that will take a church period that will help you, whatever you are going to receive today, discovering your purpose. Tell your neighbor. Discovering your purpose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. The purpose of life is to glorify God in both good and hard time allies. Well, Job knew this, that the purpose of life is to glorify God. That is the purpose of life, is to glorify God in both good and hard time alive. When we do not know the purpose of life, our life have no meaning. It has no meaning because God allows trials in our life, not to impair us, but to improve us. Are you with me?
Yes.
God allows trials in our lives, not to impair us, but to what? Improve us. Job knew this. I mean, God gives enough grace for each trial we face. Are you with me? Tell your neighbor, God gives enough grace. God gives enough grace for each trial we face. What is your trial? Trial could be sickness. Your trial could be poverty. Your trial could be hardship. Your trial could be isolation. Your trial could be any of these foolish things. Whatever is your trial today will prepare you for extraordinary service.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, whatever is my trial as a Christian will prepare me for extraordinary service. I can hear you. You know, when something is extraordinary, that is, the way you are serving God before now will improve. Your love will improve. Your desire will improve. Your determination will improve. Whatever your trial is, will prepare you. Instead of a mean taking your vow, crossing you backward, overthrow you, but will prepare you, making you to lose your post? No, but prepare you, because Job trials prepared him for extraordinary service. When you read, you see the trouble Job was facing actually prepared him for extraordinary. The Bible says he loved God more than ever before. And Satan's intention is to overthrow him. Satan's intention is to cause Job pain, to make Job begin to look at God in a bad light. Ah, God is not good now. If he's good, I would love, I'm serving him. I pay my tithe, I come to church regularly, I do everything. Oh, all my friends smoke, drink, club, but I always with God. Why should all this happen to me? Even the wife was able to remind him that, look, your friend they are out there dancing and things are better than they are enjoying. But you that are always in the house of God, in the presence of God, why all this should happen to you? Could this be the fruit of righteousness? The wife also remind him, could this be the wages of righteousness? This is exactly what Satan was all about. To make him forget about God. But he said, the trouble prepared Job for extraordinary service. Tell your neighbor, your trouble will prepare you for extraordinary service. The meaning of life, the purpose of our life, will have meaning. We'll have meaning no matter what comes. In good time, Lord, blessed be your name. In hard time, Lord, blessed be your name. That you are a Christian does not mean you cannot seek. You cannot face trial. But when trial comes, your trial as a Christian should prepare you for extraordinary what? That is making you to fast the more. Pray the more, fast the more, pray the more. Then if you have been praying 3 times before, it will now increase to 6 times. Man may be sick in body and yet be a friend of God. Your situation, your trial should not mislead you. Should not dictate the direction of your prayer. You can be sick and say, thank you, Jesus, in your prayer. Instead of, be healed, heal me. You say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But today, when we are sick, sickness dictates the direction of our prayer, what to say in our prayer. Our situation dictates what to say in our prayer. When we are well, we say thank you in our prayer. When we are sick, we complain, we lament in our prayer. This is what Satan wants. He wants us at all times to complain, to be complaining. He wants us at all times to be lamenting. He does not want us to say thank you, Jesus. He does not want us at all to say thank you, Jesus. He wants us to complain all the time? Complain all the time? No. For those who know the purpose of life, no matter what comes, no matter what happens, Lord, blessed be your name. In good time, blessed be your name. In hard time, blessed be your name. Tell your neighbor, for those who know the purpose of life, no matter what comes, Lord, blessed be your name. In good time, Lord, blessed be your name. In hard time, Lord, blessed be your name. Like I've said, we continue this message because of our time. But take this, that you are a Christian does not mean you cannot face trial. God allows trials in our lives, not to impair us, but to improve us. God gives enough grace for each trial we face. God gives what? God gives enough grace for each trial we face. The difference between us, we Christians, and others, we Christian, our trial, our situation, prepare us for extraordinary service. Why others, their trial, meant to destroy them, to kill them, to keep them away from God? Are you with me? If anybody say we Christian no trial, no. Trial could be sickness, could be hardship. We Christian, well, we can face trial. Our trial, the difference between our situation and their situation. Our situation prepares us for extraordinary service. Each situation makes us to pray the more, fast the more. Each situation strengthens our desire and our determination for God. That is the purpose of situation. It's not meant to draw you away, but it's meant to strengthen your desire and your determination for God. To pray the more, pray the more, pray the more, pray the more, pray the more. If you know your situation, will you be here today? Will you know TB Joshua today? No. Will I know you today? No. I would not know you. You will still be there. When you look at your pocket, there's money, table, there's food.
Head.
Why? Okay. What will you be your business here? So because a lot of adultery today, a lot. Christians today, when they are sick, they will not tell people till they die. Many people just die like that. They die in silence. They say, if I say I'm sick, they will say, as a result of my sin. That is it. People are afraid to say I'm sick. Pastor is afraid now to say I'm sick and there is sickness. I'm telling you, pastor, bishop, Christian, leader, head, and deacon, and Christian, everyone is afraid to say, I'm sick, yo. That is why people prefer to run to doctor. Because they know anybody can go to doctor. You say you are going for checkup. Whereas it's not checkup, oh, no, not that thing. That's a simple language. I'm going for checkup. Will you ask me not to go for checkup? So checkup means I just want to. It's a normal thing every month. Normal thing to go overhauling and see whether system is still in order. It's not. Everybody is afraid to say, "Hey, Christian is afraid to say I'm sick." Pastors are afraid to say I'm sick. Why can't we act like Paul Apostle? 3 times say, turn in my flesh. God said, my grace is sufficient for you. Turn me a pain, trouble in the sickness. An apostle of God. Because he knew that turn was not as a sort of sin. But today, because of wrong doctrine, everywhere, there are wrong doctrine, everybody is afraid to say, I'm sick. Pastor is afraid to say I'm sick. If pastor says he's sick, yeah, maybe he went to hotel. He went to harlot. He went to do something. No. Our sickness is different from others. Our poverty is our hardship is different from others. Our pain, we can have pain, but our pain is different from others. Others are made to kill them, to destroy them, to take them away from God. But our is to strengthen our desire, to stop us away, in order to prepare us for the journey ahead. You may be going too far. You say everything is well. You go to some people don't suffer just like that. There are many ways you can be stopped away, in order to keep you away. What can be seen? Our sickness is different from our. We can be sick. Doctor can test you that you have cancer, but as a Christian, your cancer is different from others. You can be tested as a Christian, as a pastor, as a bishop. A doctor may test you and say, there is cancer in your blood. Don't be afraid. Your cancer is different from others. Other men to kill them, to destroy them, and to kill them away. When they have cancer, they begin to say, my God, I serve God so much, I worship. This is Christian with idea. They begin to complain, they begin to see Jesus in a bad light. But real Christian, when you are sick, whatever name they call it, that cancer or whatever, it's not meant to destroy you. It's meant to prepare you for extraordinary service. In the case of Job, did the situation of Job destroy him? Job shouts, cry out. Did the situation of Job as a result of unrighteousness? Talk to me. But he did not keep this to himself. He cried out. Even when the wife was saying, look, as a result of righteousness, righteousness cannot bring this. He said, look, my dear, a man that gave you salad, if he now give you bitter leaf, you should take it now. Somebody who has been giving you salah, 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 and you have been eating it, enjoying. If the caliph now come to Debu, you'll be able to say, oh, that is it. This is the purpose of life. The purpose of life is to glorify God in both good and what? In both good and what? Good means when the money is in the pocket. Heart I mean when there's no money in the pocket. Say, Jesus, thank you. I want to leave you here because of time. We continue. If your soul, your spirit is blessed, let us see your hand. And you know today that whatever situation you are here in, what matter is, are you a Christian? No matter situation you are here for today, don't let this situation mislead you. This situation should not mislead you. Begin to tell you, hey, am I a Christian? It is true. Sin brings sickness. It is true. Sin brings hardship. But I have clarified this, that there are two situations. Our situation as a Christian is different from situation of others. Don't keep silent. When you are facing this situation, confess this situation in the name of Jesus. Many dying. I'm telling you this. Many Christians, before we people got to know that they are sick, that sickness will have reached what? A bad situation. Some will not be able to talk. Big pastor. Big Christian. Christian brother. Some will not be able to talk. That situation will have reached a bad situation. They have been keeping it to themselves because they don't want people to know that they are sick. We can be sick, but our sickness is different from others. Our sickness, our situation, our trial is not meant to kill us. It's not meant to destroy us. For the glory of God is meant to prepare for extraordinary work, service. Pray the more, fast the more. Don't keep whatever situation as a Christian. Don't keep it. Tell your Christian brother, ask them for prayer. Let them know your situation. Don't say you have headache and you have a cancer, you begin to say, I just have headache. Say cancer. Your cancer is different from others. Whatever situation. It's different from others. Tell your neighbor, discovering your purpose. I can hear you. When you discover your purpose, no matter, once again, I define it. When you discover your purpose on earth as a Christian, no matter what comes, Lord, blessed be your name. In good times, Lord, blessed be your name. In hard times alive, Lord, blessed be your name. Thank you.